Everyone?
We're going.
I declare the meeting open at 9:32 and start by acknowledging the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet. Also like to pay respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to any other Indigenous Australians who are present. Just a quick reminder about public conduct at a meeting under Section 32, councillors and members in the public gallery. And that all members of the public present at a meeting must not, without the prior approval of the chairperson, make any audio or video recording or take any photographs. It must remain quiet and not disrupt the meeting in any way. Not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with the person present. Open cans of soft drink and make a lot of noise. That was a joke. Be suitably dressed. Turn all mobile devices to silent mode and leave the meeting to take any calls. As chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with these standards that I may, with or without such warning, require that person to leave the meeting and not return for such period as chairperson decides, and that may include future meetings. Haven't been advised of any leaves of absence, councillors, so we'll go straight to our devotional segment. It's my great pleasure to welcome Father Daniel Hobbs from the Anglican Church at Cleveland, our first time here in Chambers. Member of the Redlands Ministers Fellowship to lead us in a devotional segment. Over to you, Father Daniel.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for having me here this morning. I'd like to start with a short devotion, and I'll finish with a prayer, and then I'll be on my way. A couple of days ago, I was listening to AC/DC. When Thunderstruck started to play, my five-year-old son, Jack, said, "I don't think this is a good song for a priest, Daddy." When I asked why, he said, "It's a bit too cranky for a priest." Now, before I could reply, my 16-year-old daughter chimed in with, "Well, Jack, our dad is not a normal priest." Now, not one to miss an opportunity, my wife threw in her two bob with, "And I hope he never becomes a normal priest." Whatever that means. Through the self-reflection process in the seminary, it emerged that I bring a unique set of skills and experiences to ordained ministry. So maybe my daughter's right. Maybe I'm not normal. You see, I spent almost 20 years, in politics prior to my ordination. I've worked for an opposition leader, a government senator, several MPs, a cabinet minister, and many candidates. I was involved in every local, state and federal election campaign in Queensland between 1996 and 2012. And quite serendipitously, actually, social policy emerged as an area of great passion for me. Amid the cut and thrust of political life, the power struggles, the egos, the campaigns, amid all the challenges of balancing a public budget in the billions and developing and implementing public policy, I found the greatest challenge of all was stakeholder engagement. Engaging with constituents, community groups, funded agencies, other government entities, each with their own agenda. Striving to breathe life into their hopes and dreams was challenging enough. Encouraging them to reconcile their hopes and dreams with those of their neighbour, now that was hard work. When Aristotle wrote his book titled Politics, he not only covered questions like the best form of government or what rulers should or should not do, he focused equally on what things make for the flourishing of human beings and how common life should be ordered in ways that promote that flourishing. I don't know about you, but I've sat in some ministerial advisory councils and community engagement forums that were anything but ordered. This is, however, our common goal, holding gently the competing demands of those we care for and represent, while striving always for unity and reconciliation. In our divided and often indifferent world, government and church ought work tirelessly to promote that which unites us, our common humanity. This is the focus of the ministry to which I feel God has called me. This purpose underpins your leadership in this place and mine in the church. balancing these different interests is the main game, albeit a particularly difficult one at times. So please be assured of our ongoing prayers as you perform this daily juggling act. You might think that politics and the church are worlds apart. I can assure you, having been in both, that they are not. The very reason you have been elected to this place is to bring people together, to promote the common good amid competing interests. The very reason God entered our world in the form of Christ was to bring people together to promote the common good amid competing interests. First and foremost, Jesus came to reconcile us to God, because sometimes, let's face it, we can go awry, and equally, to reconcile us to each other. There were many warring factions in first century Palestine, as there are in our society today. But Christ challenged the human constructs upon which these factions were built, especially those that divided and oppressed people, ever focused on bringing people together through faith, hope, and love. There is only one body of Christ. There ought be only one church, and there ought be only one people. The Christian faith is premised entirely on the reconciling power of the cross. Even when we don't agree, in fact, even when we disagree vehemently, there's always hope for a reconciled future, a peaceful, common future. So I look forward to working with you in the coming years as together we promote and strive towards such a vision for our city, working as one for all. Let us pray. Loving God, in descending from on high, you offered yourself to us that we might be reconciled to you and to each other. In your Son, we see what it looks like to live a life invested in the life of others. As these elected representatives and officials gather today to discern the way forward for our city and its residents, surround them with your Spirit, uplift them by your grace, and remind them constantly of the reconciling power of the cross. We pray this through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you, Mayor.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. Before I go, I'd just like to congratulate Reverend Daniel Holby. He's being ordained a priest on the 3rd of December at St. John's Cathedral. And he has invited some councillors, so I'd just like to congratulate him before he goes.
Councillors, the next item on the agenda is recognition of achievement, and we'll note that Councillor Hewlett recognised Father Dan and his ordination in that space as well, if you like, because that'll be in the minutes. I've been advised of any others, Councillors. So item 5 is receipt and confirmation of minutes, and it is the minutes of the 12th meeting of the 12th of October. Can I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Edwards, seconder Councillor Golay. Any items of correctness, Councillors? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. There are no matters outstanding from previous general meetings, so I move straight on to public participation. I have been advised of two speakers. I'll just make sure they're in the gallery. Yes, we've got one. Any others wishing to address council? Okay, no. All right, so thank you very much. I'll just get a motion, if I could, councillors, that the meeting adjourn for a 10-minute public participation segment to allow members of the public to address council on matters of public interest. Move, Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Tolte. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Just before I invite our speaker up to the lectern, I'll just bring your attention to the signage in chambers regarding public participation in our council meetings. It's our usual practice to require any person wishing to address the meeting to state their name and suburb, or the organisation which they represent and the subject that they wish to address council about. The information is recorded in the minutes of the meeting, which is a public document available for inspection at council's administration building and published on council's website. I'd also like to advise that the meeting is being recorded in audio video and that by speaking you acknowledge and agree that the recording video may be placed in the public domain. So once again, just to outline, any person addressing the meeting will state their name and suburb or organisation they represent and the subject they wish to speak about, stand unless you're unable to do so, act and speak with decorum, be respectful and courteous, make no comments directed at any individual council employee, councillor or member of the public, ensuring that all comments relate to council as a whole. And as chairperson, it is my responsibility to consider each of these applications on its merits and consider any relevant matter in making my decision to allow or disallow a person to address the local government. I will give priority to members of the public who have made written application to the CEO to address the meeting and determine the maximum number of speakers based on the number of persons wanting to speak and the time available. I also have the right to withdraw the approval to address council before that time period has elapsed. Just a reminder, if you need a hearing loop, if you could just let me know, what we'll do is we'll bring a microphone to you. But with that, I do have two people that are listed. Mr. Ted Wern. Is Ted here? No? Ian James. Ian, if you'd like to make your way to the microphone, resident of Victoria Point.
Chairman, for the opportunity to come to the council meeting.
Just a reminder that state your name.
My name is Ian James. I live at Victoria Point, and the topic is pathways in and against the Upper Park Creek Catchment and Wildlife Corridor. The pathway to which I am familiar connects Creekside Circuit to Lakeside Shopping Centre, and that's the one I want to speak about. I live at 5 Ondine Court, Victoria Point. The pathway is located 2 metres away from my back fence, and it has been in place now, constructed 7 years ago. The request I am making is that Council stop plans to construct further pathways through the Upper Park Creek Catchment Environmental Zone. My experience as residents with the existing pathway has been problematic. It has been a psychological cost to myself and my wife and other residents in the area. The meaning of that is, I do apologise in advance for a list. This is the only way I can get through the 5 minute time slot. We struggle with a public thoroughfare at close proximity. I myself have been broken into and tools and ride-on mower stolen where the pathway was used as an entry and exit point. Constant noise from skateboards and small wheeled scooters over path joins and wooden bridge. The equal is the noise of a train, and believe me, it gets up our nose whenever this happens, and it goes day and night. There's no time limit. The gate that is supposed to be closed, I believe, is rarely closed. Every time I've been down there to check it after 10:30, it's always open. Added annoyance from noisy youth yelling and screaming abuse at each other with profanity and fighting. Loud screaming for children. Now, this is a crying wolf issue. We can't check the welfare with every scream. Dogs on and off leashes, scenting the ground as they pass, contrary to wildlife. Motorbikes driven at speed. Vandalism and lighting fires along the pathway, causing anxiety. Property being graffitied, littering at rear fence, having now no koalas in bushland since the construction, and that's our experience, and not only mine, but also of the other residents. Finding wallabies move from the area now, and 2 have been killed by dogs. Aggressive youth dominating the pathway, and background fears of something nasty occurring in the future, with questionable use of this quiet and concealed pathway compressed between houses and houses and bush. My experiences as a bush carer, I'm a member of the West Upper Park Creek Bush Care Group, who now we have now abandoned. We have been housekeepers of the pathway. We've been rubbish collectors. We've removal of drug paraphernalia and used condoms each bush care morning. Removal of shopping trolleys with the most annoying coming out of the creek, and that's a real gets up my nose. And they're also in the bush and have to be. That's the milk crates. I've just jumped on. The milk crates, in profusion, retrieved every bush care morning from the creek and bush, then having to carry them back to the shopping centre. Cleaning three drug sites along the creek bank that are fairly established and are currently in use. Removing melted milk crates. They put them, they light them and they melt on the ground, so we remove those. Removal of graffiti from bridges, trees and concrete path. That's my job. I do that. Keep on doing it. Trees planted only to find later that youth have pulled them up. Bush care work destroyed by council through original path construction. And four members are fearful of going into the bush area because of retaliation by angry youth, and that's why we've abandoned our bush care. The negative effects of the pathway have been minimal maintenance through pathway precinct, fear of people encroaching on our privacy, and youth entering the property from the advantage point of a concealed pathway. Concern for further verbal abuse at our back fence, fear of further robberies, public thoroughfare through without a buffer of a roadway, unhindered behaviour by youth, the freedom for youth to abuse wildlife and bush without check, no restraint for littering with minimal signposting, a place for dog owners to allow free pet roaming in bush without leash. It has been very costly on wildlife. There is minimal wildlife seen along the pathway, by the way. You have to go into the bush. The gate at Lakeside I've just mentioned is rarely closed. I don't know if it ever is closed. Permanent noise pollution, and that happens day and night from skateboards and screaming youth. I did happen to pick up two positives, because wherever there's negatives, there's positives. The connectivity away from roadways is excellent, and the pleasant walk and ride in the bush areas is lovely. I could only stretch two. Permanent damage since the pathway has been constructed. Koalas have gone. Wallabies rarely seen. Bird life demand been diminishing. Weeds along the pathway where the bush has been stripped to open the forest to invasive weeds. And the psychological background fear of residents for what's going to come next. The potential introduction of vermin species is made easy under the cover of surrounding bush and bridges crossing the creek. And inappropriate path height, which causes damming of the storm water behind the properties along Ondine Court. And that's something that's been a problem to me, and it's actually cost me quite a lot to get the water from the back out to the front, because it doesn't go down the back anymore. That's been changed since the path. Okay, path users observed over my 7 years have been minimal numbers of families generally, minimum mature people frequenting during the times between early morning and 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to dark. They frequent those hours, but nothing much after that. Minimal push bikes at any time. There's few push bikes go down there. They're mostly skateboards. One or two people a week carrying shopping bags. Predominantly school children walking and riding skateboards and scooters, probably going to school, I'd say, and coming home. At school holiday periods, middle to late teens walking and riding skateboards. Dog owners walking their pets. Gymnasium people exercising. Commuters to and from Creekside and shopping centre. Dubious activity by youth with torches through the bush late at night and into the early hours of the morning. Now, they're getting access. They can go round the fence at the bottom where the gate is, but again, I say, I don't think the gate's been closed. And that is that brings anxiety, particularly to the people. When you see the torches out in your bush, you wonder what's going on out there. And the other one is campers staying for periods of time lighting fires along the creek edge. And that there was a camper down there 3 weeks ago. Others share similar fears. On this then, I ask again the plans stop for further construction of pathways through the vital remaining riparian forest of the Epipar Creek catchment. The catchment's demise will never be replaced, even with intervention. That is, council cannot immediately provide tree hollows in mature trees, nor replicate rare subtropical ecosystems naturally occurring along the banks of this vital creek corridor. Included that with the creek itself. For example, for possible return to of conditions for platypus, wallabies and koalas. Thank you, Chairman. Madam Chairman.
I haven't been advised of any other speakers, so could I take a motion that we resume meeting proceedings. Move Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Hewlett. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Petitions, presentations, I haven't been advised of any councillors, so we'll move straight on to the order of business. Is there a motion to change the order of business? There being none, I'll just remind you of your material personal interest and conflict of interest under the Local Government Act 2009. Councillors, a summary of that's in your agenda and I'm sure you're familiar with it. Item 11.1 is the monthly financial reports. Can I have a mover and seconder for that, please? Move Councillor Golay, seconded Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Golay?
No, thanks, Madam Mayor. It's all tabled in the report.
Any other comments or questions, councillors? Okay, there being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.1.2, the Australia Post contract renewal. Have mover and second of that. Move Councillor Hughes, seconded Councillor Bishop. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hughes?
No, thank you, Mayor. That's all laid out in the report and we thank Deborah for the updates on that. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.2.1 is items for noting. Decisions on delegated authority. Could I have a mover and second of that? Move Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Boglari? There being no speaker, is there any comments or questions, councillors? Being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Another item for noting, Planning Environment Court Matters. Mover and seconder for that, thank you. Move Councillor Golay, seconder Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to that, Councillor Golay?
Just very briefly, thanks, Madam Mayor. There's been some, first of all, I accept this report in its current form and the updates that we received from our legal counsel. I just wanted to make a comment briefly in relation to the angst that the community feels in relation to the Planning Environment Court, and that council often says no to things, which puts us in court. We actually say,
Councillor, I think council standing orders will require to speak to the item and the items for noting. So,
okay, well, I just wanted to point out that
we understand the general frustrations, but I think we need to deal with the item in front of us.
Okay, nothing further then. Thank you.
Is there anything else, any other comments about these issues, these items, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item 11.2.3 is the Ormiston College Land Exchange. Would you like to move that, Councillor Boglari? Seconded Councillor Hughes. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Boglari?
I was the divisional councillor when the discussions first started carrying on with this one, and Councillor Hughes has now been heavily involved in it. It's a win-win for both the college and council. The land that we're actually exchanging, the land that's coming to us from the college has got high environmental significance, and it will now be in council ownership to secure those trees, and also the barbed wire fence around it will be coming down, so the local wildlife will actually have access to it. And the land that the college is actually getting from us is of much lower environmental significance, and it will allow them to finish a bottom oval for the college. So it's a very good cooperation between the college and council.
Any speakers against? Any other comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item 11.3.1, sole suppliers. Can I have a mover for that, thanks? Move Councillor Hughes, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hughes?
No, thank you, Mayor, except just to note that the CIG is reported there just for public information. That's the Community Infrastructure Group, sole suppliers. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 12, councillors, is a mayoral minute, and just this is in regards to a motion that was taken to LGAQ last week, and it was endorsed by the LGAQ body. Just so you're familiar with that, we wanted to make sure the record was correct. When it was approved as a motion by this council to go to the LGAQ for consideration at their annual conference, it really only included the first part of it, which was in regards to the governance around community residences, etc., and making sure their authority is taken care of, parole, bail, etc., and that they are answerable. We, with discussions with the executive of the LGAQ, we actually also added back a motion that had been endorsed by council the year previously in regards to planning matters involving community residents as well. So this is just really to correct the record. There's two separate items. One's about the Planning Act and the other one is about governance and asking the government to monitor and better authorise organisations who are in fact using our communities as a holding cell when bail has been refused. So we want to make sure that's in place as well. So councillors, it really is just correcting the record. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, I'll put the motion. Councillor Bishop.
Actually, just a question in relation to just for the proposal. This was put forward at the assembly. Just wanted to get feedback on what the view was of other.
It was endorsed. Okay. There wasn't any debate.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All good. I'll put the motion then, councillors. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. I haven't been advised of any notices of motion nor any urgent business. We do have a... sorry, councillor.
I just want to raise something that didn't dawn on the Ormiston College decision. I have a conflict. My daughter perceived conflict. I voted in the community interest, but she works at the Early Learning Centre.
Okay.
Could I have that noted, please?
We'll make sure that's noted. Councillors, I'd like a motion to move into closed session. There were some some requests for maps yesterday, which we now have available so that people can be more comfortable. So move into confidential. Move Councillor Elliott. Seconded Councillor Edwards. Are those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. 1.1. Yep. Sorry.
Pause. We're right.
All good? I have a mover, thanks. Move Councillor Elliott. Seconded Councillor... Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried, with the exception of Councillor Bishop. Thank you, councillors. And there I read my notes. Please pause while Minute Secretary turns equipment back on.
Close the meeting.
Councillors, I close the meeting at 8 minutes past 10. Thank you. Sorry, Liz.